In the heart of the Balkans, Kosovo is reviving its true Islamic roots, which blossomed during the Ottoman era. Islam began in the 14th century after the Ottoman army established its stronghold in the region. To enjoy the economic, social, and political benefits, Muslims had many Catholic Albanian inhabitants converted to Islam. This was just the beginning of what we can now witness. The European country now has a Muslim population of almost 95.6%. The Muslim majority was practicing a liberal form of Islam influenced by the European culture with a touch of Ottoman and ethnic traditions. The country is now reviving the true faith with a growing number of conservatives. But what is causing the Muslims of Kosovo to resurge to Islam in this modern era? Many European reverts also consider Kosovo as their second best option while choosing a Muslim country to settle down in. They believe Kosovo to be a much easier transit after Turkey. This country was declared independent in 2008 from Serbia. The Serbian dominance adversely affected their Islamic traditions and aspirations. After the war, new doors were opened for the liberal society of Kosovo to revive their true faith. Many believed that they could now practice Islam without fearing any prejudice. The communist influence of Yugoslavia threatened religious identities and ethnic affiliations. However, during the post-war period, the traditionally secular state of Kosovo began its religious resurgence openly. Hence, there was a shift from liberal Muslims to conservatives. If you look at the present-day Kosovo, we see people gathering in large numbers to pray in mosques. It is a usual sight to see them outside, sitting along the pavement on prayer rugs. The streets of Kosovo echo with daily calls to prayer. It was, however, very rare to see bearded men, especially the ones who also wear trousers above their ankles until now. In contrast, young men and women can also be seen mingling openly in cafes, and trendy bars are very common in downtown Pristina. In Kosovo, secular and conservatives are seen living nearby, despite being religiously poles apart. Some believe the new wave of Islamic resurgence to be the fruit of religious freedom prescribed by international treaties after the Second World War. The United Nations helped Kosovo gain its independence while shutting down questions that arose against its radical population. The security assessment proved that no measures were required against any religious sect in Kosovo. But what is important is that the country, which had only 200 mosques during its communist period, now has over as many as 800. If we dive deeper into the factors that might have played in their part in bringing Muslims of Kosovo towards true Islam, we unveil many. For instance, in a study conducted in 2018, 60% of the Balkans considered themselves religious. This percentage reached 80% in Kosovo. As soon as the country arose on the map, there were many foreign involvements, including Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Iran. These countries sent religious delegations to the state of Kosovo. Mixed opinions are said about these delegations. Some consider them a part of political motive, while others view them as deputations fulfilling the purpose of religious preaching. Before we continue with the influence these deputations had on Islam in Kosovo, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit the notification bell icon to not miss any of our upcoming videos. In 1999, Kosovo, damaged by the war, opened its arms for any help it could receive. Podujevo was a prosperous town famous for its strong Muslim traditions and vast farmlands. Idris Bilali, the Imam of Podujevo, agreed to organize summer religion courses when he was requested by two Imams who came with money and a master's from Saudi Arabia. Apart from these two, 200 other Kosovars were sent to study Islam in Saudi Arabia. All returned with knowledge, paired with a missionary spirit in them. Furthermore, the newly arriving clerics began overtaking the authoritarian position in Kosovo. Their motive was only to bring the Muslim population closer to true Islamic values. But the country also suffered financial post-war. Hence the gap left by the weak government of Kosovo had to be filled by these clerics in collaboration with Islamic charitable organizations. For instance, Saudi-sponsored charities paid most of the salaries and overhead costs. They also joined hands to finance religious courses and computer classes. With the financial backing from Islamic nations, These groups began building new mosques across the country. The influx of Islamic support paired with Islamic teachings by local clerics trained internationally in Arab countries positively impacted the secular community of Kosovo. When people became well aware of the true principles of Islam, they grew much closer to it. However, Kosovo isn't just experiencing an Islamic resurgence. It is also becoming very famous among European Muslims who desire to settle in a Muslim-majority country. One of the reasons is a heterogeneous mix of the Muslim population in Kosovo. All Muslims arose from the same period of Islamization, but you can witness different ethnicities and nationalities. Despite language differences and even slightly contradicting schools of thought, they live together in peace and harmony. The coexistence of Muslims is one of the many reasons why Kosovo is considered ideal by European Muslims. Muslims who seek freedom to practice their faith according to their sect's teaching turn towards Kosovo. Another factor that makes Kosovo very attractive is its vast agricultural fields. The green fields make up 46% of Kosovo's arable land. It is this high-quality agricultural land where Muslims mostly reside. The rural life of Muslims is spent cultivating the land and rearing animals. These fertile valleys are also well connected by crossroads providing easy and swift transportation. Such benefits always tend to attract settlers. Just like every religious followers who hold their heritage in high regard, Muslims of Europe view the historical Islamic monuments with great respect and admiration. If you visit Kosovo, you can witness beautifully constructed mosques from the Ottoman era. Hammams and madrasas are also very common. Despite many getting damaged during the war, the stone mosque still stands tall. It was built to celebrate the historic victory of the magnificent Ottomans in the Great Battle of Kosovo. This 600-year-old mosque at the Pristina Market tells the history of Islamic rule in Kosovo. Living in Kosovo surely brings Muslims closer to their religious identity, history, and culture. However, the shift from secular Islam to recognizing true Islamic values has increased the number of conservative Muslims in the country. The liberals feel threatened when Muslim women refuse to shake hands with the opposite gender. But it is just a matter of time till they realize how deep Islamic roots spread in Kosovo. From the 14th century until today, Islam seems to help the fragile nation to stand strong. With this, we come to the end of our video. Share the video if you enjoyed it. Do let us know if you'd like to live as a Muslim in Kosovo.